That was a great team win today. You know, all three phases, you know, stepped up big for us. And the thing I love about this team is they take on the attitude of Coach Zimmer. You know, he's challenged us all year long, and the guys have done nothing but answer his challenge. You know, you talk about at the start of training camp, this was the primary goal. You know, you ultimately want to win the Super Bowl, but this was goal one. And to come into Lambeau and to beat the four-time defending NFC North champs, you know, it's a huge stepping stone for the Minnesota Vikings. And just speaks volumes of what Coach Zimmer is doing around here, you know, with just 2 years. You know, he's getting the guys going, and the guys are buying into what he's saying.
Hey, Teddy, what was Zimmer's emotion like post-game when he's talking
to you? He was very excited, but I think B-Rob did the most talking. Coach Zimmer, he's very excited, but at the same time, he's not satisfied. You know, and that's what we love about Coach Zimmer. You know, he said that this is only the beginning. You know, we have a long road ahead of us. We're going to enjoy this tonight, but tomorrow, you know, I have to shift our focus to Seattle Seahawks.
What did Brian say? Anything you can share?
You know, Brian gives a speech in the locker room before the games, and you know, just to get the guys going, and you know, he challenges the guys also. So, just told the guys thank you. You know, he spoke on behalf of the older guys on the team. You know, we have a group of guys who've been here, you know, and who were a part of the success that the Vikings had early in their careers. So, those guys are just excited about tonight's win, and he just spoke for those guys.
What are you guys expecting from Seattle after their big win today?
We know that, you know, that's a team that's going right now and they're rolling. But, you know, the thing with Seattle, I think we got our season going after that loss also. And, you know, we know it's going to be a challenge for us. We get to return back home and play in front of our home crowd, you know, a group of fans that's been there and supportive of us all year long. So can't wait to get back there.
How did you feel when Adrian came up with that fumble recovery at the end?
Oh, man, you know, that was great. You know, it was a crazy play. He just ended up with the football, and that's what was most important.
Teddy, how'd you evaluate your play personally today?
Oh, man, you know, could have done a ton of things better. You know, obviously, I'm not left-handed, so I shouldn't be out there trying to throw the ball left-handed. It's probably one of the dumbest plays in my career playing football, but you know, that's why this is a team game. You know, you look at it. Defense did a great job of forcing the fumble and returning for a touchdown right after that. So that's why this is a team game. And defense did a great job all night of containing Aaron Rodgers, covering those wide receivers. Defensive line did a great job of, you know, creating different rushing lanes and getting to the quarterback. Special teams did a good job giving us a short field. So it was an overall team effort, and I'm extremely excited and proud of those guys.
What was your thought process on that throw, just trying to get rid of it, avoid the sack?
Yeah, I was trying to avoid the sack, try to throw the ball at Mike's feet. But like I said, I'm not left-handed, so I couldn't put much on it or I couldn't control the pass. And it was just a bonehead decision, bonehead play, and something that I promise I won't ever do again.
Mike said he had a couple choice words for you after that. Was there anything that could be on TV?
No, not at all. And like I said, that was an awful decision. But, you know, this team, you know, stood together, and we came out on top today.
In what ways, you said after the Seattle loss, you guys have kind of changed as a team. I guess speaking just for the offense specifically, in what ways have you seen that change on the field?
You know, we're just starting faster, you know, taking the tempo to our opponents instead of letting them dictate the tempo of the game. So just little things like that, you know, I think we're doing a good job of doing that.
How did the offense step up after Adrian Peterson went out?
You know, the guys still, you know, knew that we had a game to win. And, you know, Jarek did a great job when he came in. Matt did a great job also. But the offensive line did a great job also, opened up holes for those guys to rush the football. You know, our receivers did a great job whenever they had an opportunity to catch the football. So, you know, the guys knew what was ahead of us and what was at stake. And those guys dug deep and just stepped up.
Couple of deep shots in the first drive, and then also the fake to Thielen. Was it important for you guys to kind of, you know, take some big shots early and try to establish that pace?
You know, we just have some favorable matchups that we like, and that's something that we talked about all week. If we get certain matchups, you know, we want to exploit those matchups. So, you know, we just missed, and that's something that we'll continue to work on.
The throws were there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Green Bay did a good job of covering some things also, but, you know, we had a ton of opportunities out there today, but, you know, we just missed some of them.
Last one?
Good, thank you.